American Family News, I'm Robert Thornton. Officials say U.S. Representative Donald Payne Jr. of New Jersey has died after a heart attack this month that left him hospitalized. Payne was 65 and died today. New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy called his fellow Democrat a steadfast champion for the people of New Jersey. Payne was previously president of the Newark City Council and served on the Essex County Board of Commissioners. Fox 7 Austin reports on the campus of the University of Texas, the Palestine Solidarity Committee is holding a rally to follow, quote, in the footsteps of our comrades at Columbia, Rutgers, Yale, and countless others across the nation, according to a social media post about the rally. Hundreds of Texas state troopers are also at the scene. President Biden accepts the endorsement of North America's building trades union. Speaking to a raucous crowd at their legislative conference in Washington today, the president says he will keep union workers employed.
There are only two presidents in American history who left office with fewer American jobs than they entered it. Herbert Hoover, and yes, Donald Herbert Hoover Trump. Trump put union busters on the National Labor Relations Board throughout his administration. I've appointed people in my administration who actually care about American workers.
The Biden administration released some new rules on Title IX recently. Kim Russell, Independent Women's Forum Ambassador, joined Washington Watch.
They are trying to put in 1,500 pages a bunch of things to cover up what they're really trying to do. The original version of Title IX was 37 words. And the fact that the Biden administration in 1,500 pages is trying to hide that they are equating the word sex with gender identity.
She said every institution in the country which accepts federal funding will have to comply with the rule.
Men, again, will be able to take away opportunities from women. So it is not upholding Title IX at all. It is stripping away all rights that women have had for the last 52 years, including me. It's how I went to college on an athletic scholarship to play two sports at the D1 level at William & Mary.
She also said one new rule would possibly allow someone to label you as a transphobe for not using the correct pronoun and that you would have no due process. She went on to say the Biden administration makes it sound like in the Title IX revisions they are doing things for women, but in reality they are removing opportunities for women and girls by putting women in dangerous spaces. A faith-based university isn't sticking with the faith, according to a report from AFN's Charlie Butts.
Xavier University, which is a Catholic school, provides some abortion coverage. Michael Hitchborn of the Lepanto Institute tells AFN the school deleted the part of the policy dealing with elective abortion, but it did not do so for therapeutic abortions. He suggests something needs to be done.
It's up to the local ordinary in charge, meaning the local bishop, to step in and to force Xavier University to either strip out that portion of the policy that covers for therapeutic abortions or lose its Catholic identity. There are no other choices here.
That's because the church labels abortion as sin. But it could be the bishops at various Catholic schools are hopeful the issue will just fade into the background.
My concern is that these bishops don't want to take away their Catholic identity because there's finances involved. And as long as they are identified as a Catholic organization, they can also move money between their institutions and these which are calling themselves Catholic but effectively are not.
He contends that as long as action is not taken, the violators are besmirching the church and making a lie of what the church represents.
More than one quarter of U.S. adults over the age of 50 say they expect to never retire, and 70% are concerned about prices rising faster than their income, an AARP survey finds. About one in four have no retirement savings, according to research released today by the organization that shows how a graying America is concerned about how to make ends meet, even as economists and policymakers say the economy has all but achieved a soft landing after 2 years of record inflation. I'm Robert Thornton.